We're holding Brachos Mem Aleph on the base, around five lines from the bottom of the page. Shalu as Ben Zema, they asked Ben Zema, Mepri Ma Amru, Dvarm, Habay Machmas Asuda, Besech Asuda, Enatum Bracha Lil Fame Lil Achreim. Why did they say that things that come in the middle of the meal, that are part of the meal, don't need a bracha before or after? Amalem Hail Pas Pei Drasan, because the bread patters it. So the bread, the Hamaitzi they made in the bread patters the bracha Shaina, and the bench you're going to do, going to make on the bread will patter the bracha Achreina. It's part, it's included. If that's the case, why doesn't the bread patter the yayin as well? And by the way, like we spoke out on the Gemara earlier, the bread does patter all of the drinks. So the only thing that's really not pattering is yayin. Why not yayin as well? Says the Gemara, shiny yayin, the goyim bracha latzma. Yayin is different because as chashivas that it's goyim bracha, it's goyim bracha by itself. There's different taiches what this means. The way Rashi needs to learn is in many places there's a specific inyan. Even if you're not in the mood of wine, there's a din to make a bracha lakais. Right, by mitzvahs, by different occasions, whether it's with kiddush, whether it's avdalah, whether it's a simchas, there's an inyan of specifically making bracha yayin. So one simple taich of this gemara is that gerim bracha latz means it's gerim its own bracha. In itself is a cause for its own bracha. The need to make a guffin is itself its own chashivas, and therefore bread the bracha passes your chashivah for everything else besides for wine. That's one explanation. Another explanation, we know he said earlier, just a few back, that wine has a special maila, that it's both sayid and mesameach. It's mesameach and it's sayid. That's why it's so special. So gerim bracha latz by that itself causes it to need its own bracha. Okay, just one quick idea, and we're not going to get into it too much, but we're talking about this food that comes in the middle of the meal. So if it's part of the suda, it's pater. If it's not part of the suda, which we explain to mean more like a dessert, we want to taste this malach, more like a dessert, whether it's grapes or figs or fruit or a sweet, then you need a bracha reshayna, but if it's during the meal, you won't need a bracha reshayna. But a bracha reshayna you would need. So the place can speak about two cases on Yom Tiv where we have food in the middle of a meal, during a meal, not usually part of the meal, but now because it's Yom Tiv, it is part of the meal. What would be over there? So for example, by Simanim or Rashana, right? Simanim also. Simanim or Rashana. Some people have the Simanim before even they wash, right? They come, they either before Kiddush or right after Kiddush. Some people say Simanim when they see it on the table, even they just say the Yiratzins. But then after Kiddush, they actually eat the food before even washing. So then when it be a Shail, of course you have to make a bracha. But I think most people, the Hanhag is to wash. If you wash first, do we make a bracha on these foods or not? The logic to say you make a bracha on these foods is because he's not really coming as part of the meal. On the contrary, they're coming because it's an inyan to have this food on Rosh Hashanah. It's not part of the meal. You never normally eat these fruits as part of the meal. And you only eat because of Rosh Hashanah, therefore make a bracha. And that's how I'm knowing, at least that's how the Velt, I think, for the most part, is like. You make a bari per eitz, you have mind to be pater all the different foods. But foods that are not, let's say, hadamah, that wouldn't normally come part of the meal, you make a specific bracha on Rosh Hashanah. Others would say that since, on the contrary, today's meal is Rosh Hashanah, and this is the inyan to Rosh Hashanah, for today it is called part of the meal. That would be the svara for a carrot. But again, I think the general hug is that since it's not mamish, normal to eat as part of the meal, and you're specifically eating it because of Rosh Hashanah, you make a bracha. Similarly, on Pesach, Mar on Pesach. We know by Karpas, of course, make hadamah because you haven't washed yet. And what are you supposed to do? The Chazal says he's supposed to have a mind by the place can bring by Karpas that Dhamma should pater the Mar. Why? Why do you need the Dhamma of Karpas to pater the Mar? Mar is after you wash dirty Maitzi Matzah. Same idea, same discussion, because it's sad that you need to make a bracha is because normally you don't eat Mar. And it's funny, we spoke out a couple of back that the Mar that the Gemara seems to say is the most choice Mar is romaine lettuce. And romaine lettuce is actually a very normal part of our meals today, but ironically enough. But in general, the idea of Mar back then normally is not something that a person would eat during a meal, and therefore, you need the bracha of Adama on the karpas is, yes, you should have in mind to pater the mur because it's not part of the meal, unless you say that since now you're eating a seder, and this is little Pesach, and this is part of the seder of the yayim, seder, literally the seder of the meal, the seder, therefore, it would be pater even without a special bracha. Okay. Afuna. Sorry? I said it's germ bracha latzma, it's the mitzvah. Okay, good. We'll see, yeah. Hopefully, remind me. We'll see something about Afikamina. Maybe similar. Let's see. Rafuna achal tlesa rifsa b'nei tlasa b'kava. So here we get to the famous discussion about benching on, let's say, pizza. This is my discussion on benching on pizza. Rafuna ate 13 rolls b'nei tlasa kava. These rolls were 3 to a kav. They were decent sized rolls. It's an exaggeration because it would mean he ate essentially the share that the base of the share of the Mara is saying he ate 104 eggs. Right, each one of these rolls would be consists of 8 eggs, and he ate 13 of them would be 104 eggs, which is obviously seems to be good, but he ate a large amount. And he didn't bench Baruch was Pashto talking about Birchas Hamazon, didn't bench. Why didn't he bench? So the simple answer is because there's two Machar Rashi brings. One Machar Rashi brings is he didn't bench because Rashi brings from Rabbi Seinu, it's the second Pashat Rashi. He didn't, he wasn't full. He was very hungry at the time. He wasn't full, so he didn't bench. The problem with that is that even when you're not full, we had earlier in this Pesachta, we said that B'nai Yisrael, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu, they curry favor by Hashem. Hashem is nice, Yisapanim. He's nice upon him. He chooses guys for favoritism is because I told you only have to bench. Only if you're fully satiated. And Kaisel benches even when they need Kazayas. That's how great Kaisel is, and it's Kaisel at large. So Kaisel at large benches the Kazayas. And Rav Huna, when he ate whatever the amount was, even if it's a guzma, a vast amount, didn't bench because he wasn't completely full. It's fair to say that. So Rashi doesn't like the Pshat from Seinu. The Rashi is very simple. We're talking about Pas HaBaba Kistin. We're talking about, it wasn't a regular bread. It was this Pas HaBaba Kistin bread, which we're going to explain what that is right now. But Pas HaBaba Kistin bread, since it wasn't a regular bread, therefore, he held you don't have to bench. Even though he ate a large amount, he held you don't have to bench. What is Pas HaBaba Kistin? Pas HaBaba Kistin is basically things that have the same ingredients as bread, but they're not considered bread for a variety of reasons. Rambam says it's because it's made with sweet juices, maperis, sweet juices, or sweet, the other sugar, and therefore normal bread is not so sweet. This is made to be very sweet, and therefore it's more like cake. It's more like doesn't have the regular status of bread. It's mezainous, and you don't make hamaitzi normally. That's going to be our discussion right now. But you don't make hamaitzi. I'm sorry, you don't make Birchas Hamazon, you make alamichya. It's mezainous alamichya. Rabbi Nachman says it's things that are like a pocket, a turnover. Right, things that are kiss. If they're a kid, pass above a kiss, then Russian kiss. Things that are often those things were sweets, like danishes or like turnovers that have like sweet inside it. But Lavdavka, the point is, it's even though it's a bread like substance because it's wrapped around something, it's not regular bread. And Rabbi Haigayan says it's something which is dry, hard and dry, almost like cracker like. So it's the same ingredients as bread, it may have the same coloring, but it's more cracker like. Those are the three criteria, three ways in the Rishonim to define why something would be possible of a kistin, either again very sweet Rambam, either a pocket like Rabbi Nachmanel, or a Rav Haigayan if it's a hard, more like crispy, a cracker like, hard and dry. The Shulchan Aruch, very, very interesting enough, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we hold all three. All three of these criteria, either one diminishes, changes the status from Hamaitzi to Mezainis. It takes away from being Hamaitzi and it becomes Mezainis, takes away the din from benching to a din of Alamichya. However, there's one basic machlekes that's important to mention in the Rambam Shita that when you have meperis, this is very relevant for the mezainis rules today. That's because the ikur idea of mezainis rules is when they use meperis. That's the biggest trick, to use the juice from fruits. So that mechaber writes, as long as you mix in some other, besides for water, some other sweet or fruit-like juice, then it's not going to be hamaitzi. It gets downgraded, we'll call it to mezainis. Rambam seems to hold it has to be rave for all. It has to be basically, you substitute the water with meperis totally. So it's machlokes, how much percentage of meperis have to be there in order to downgrade it from hamaitzi to mezainis in order to give it that share. That's perhaps a little bit of the basis of all the discussions of whether or not our bread, which doesn't taste so sweet, even though they're using meperis, if that's called mezainis rolls, because it's not really as sweet as the Rama would seemingly need it to be, if considering it needs to be roiv or all meperis. The other issue of mezainis rolls is really this next line. Amar Rav Nachman Adi Kafna. You ate these to fill up the anger. So we're going to go Rashi's Malach that it was Pas HaBaba Kistin again, not regular bread that he wasn't full, because we don't like that. The Pshat was a little bit shver. The Afuni didn't want to bench because he wasn't full. So we're saying it's Pas HaBaba Kistin. And Rav Nachman said, and he didn't bench. Rav Nachman said, you're not benching because you didn't eat bread. Regular bread is Pas HaBaba Kistin, but you ate it to satisfy your hunger. And whatever, Elokol Shachem, Kevin Lov Suda, Tzerch Levarach, any amount that a person eats, that others eat, and they're Kevin Suda on it, even if it's not bread proper, if it's Pas HaBaba Kistin, you would bench for that. So a major criterion in this whole Pas HaBaba Kistin, even though it's saying Pas HaBaba Kistin, is not Hamaitzi. It's going to be Mezainis, and the three criteria we said what? Sweet, pocket, or cracker. That's only if you're not being Kaveh Suda. If you're only feeding it as a snack. Eat as a snack, then you don't wash and bench. If you Kaveh Suda, that too would get back to the regular status of bread-like, and you'd wash, and you'd have to wash and bench. Both wash and bench. So therefore, Rav Nachman was saying to Rav Huna, you should be benching now. This is where the big shallow with the Let's just say the classic, famous case, probably is pizza comes in, or mezainis rolls in general. When people make a sandwich with a mezainis roll, or a bagel, or they eat pizza, the discussion of benching is, even if you say it's pasabah bekistin, of washing a benching, you're being kaveh suda. If you're being kaveh suda, then therefore, you should have to wash a bench. Ramesh is a famous tshuva, where Ramesh says that depends how much you're eating. If you're eating one slice of pizza, you don't have to wash. That's the famous idea. People say, I washed on two slices, not on one slice. It comes from Ramesh Feinstein, who held that one slice is more of a snack, two is more of a meal. But l'chayra, far be from me, chas v'sham, to argue Ramesh, much of Kleisol, semich on this psak, but l'chayra, it would depend. Unless you say it goes based on people at large. It would depend. Sometimes people have bigger meals, sometimes they have smaller meals. So in a case where a person is eating one slice of pizza, that's his meal, it's clearly a meal, it's at lunchtime, and it's a meal, it's representing his meal, the chayri should have to wash according to that logic. Even according to Ramesha. Ramesha was saying that as a general rule, the norm is, or a smaller person or a smaller child, right? Bar mitzvah ready, but they don't have a big slice, one slice enough of them, one big slice. That chayri should be considered to bench. And similarly, that's why many people take issue with the whole idea. It's funny, it's interesting. You know, it's a stroll, because the badatz gives a hechsher, and you see the badatz ed chayridis stamped like on the bread, and they write mezainis. They have mezainis. Those rolls happen to be sweet. If you eat those challah rolls, they're quite sweet. They are sweet, but that gives mezainis a stamp with the hechsher, so it's more common, I think, more accepted to have the idea of mezainis rolls. In North America, most of the peskim are not very happy. Maybe some stores do it, and they'll tell you mezainis, but the peskim are not very happy with mezainis. And the reason is either, like we're saying, because it's not sweet enough, like the Ramah, or more so because when people are eating these mezainis rolls, they're eating it b'teichasud, eating a bagel with whatever you're eating. You can call it mezainis tomorrow. You mean kaveh sud with it. Therefore, you have to bench anyway. So, what does it help to say mezainis and al mikhya? You have to bench and wash regardless because you mean kaveh sud. That's the way that it comes from. Why the place come on machmer? Rav Yehuda asked the veik bei Rav Yehuda Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. So, it's actually very interesting. Rav Yehuda was marrying his son to a daughter of Rabbi Yehuda. That means the Bechatanim had the same name. We know there's a Rav Yehuda Chassid that says that you shouldn't marry where the two fathers have the same name. Says Ritzai Zechaver. It's very clear. The Gemara was a makbid for this Rida Chassid. There's other Rida Chassid also that the Velt doesn't necessarily pass them like. For example, I mean, going back to Ramesh Feinstein. Ramesh Feinstein had two son-in-laws, a few sons, obviously. He had two son-in-laws, and one of them is still around. What was their first name? Both of them. Well, Ramesh Tendler and Ramesh Shishklis, right? So it's two son-in-laws named Moshe. Obviously, it was a makbid on this idea of a father-in-law and a son-in-law having the same name, which is, again, Rida Chassid. Okay, so Rabbi Yitzchak Zechaver says, Agamar Zariah, that you don't necessarily have to be makbid for two mechatanim have the same name. Isaac and I pass up a bekisin. They brought in front of them. The way I understand that could be wrong. It's not during the wedding itself. They were preparing. It was during the wedding prep. And the reason I'm saying this is because if it's during the wedding itself, L'chayr Ein Kaveh Suda, I mean, you think a wedding Suda is for sure Kaveh Suda, right? You think so. I just commanded Pasba Kistan. They brought in front of them Pasba Kistan and Kiyasa when he came Shaminu to come Varcha Maitzi. He heard people, they were making a Maitzi. Amalei Maitzi to come Shaman. He heard Maitzi. What's the tziti? What's this lashon tzah that I'm hearing? Tell me, maitzach when hearts come from vachisu. You're making a maitzi on this pasuk of bekissin. I'm like, yeah, yes. Itanya, maina, I'm sure you do. Pasuk of bekissin, vachal maitzi. Pasuk of bekissin, you make a maitzi. Vermish molach ramaina. We pass like a ramaina who says, I'm pasuk of bekissin, you make a maitzi. I'm like, ain't lach ramaina itmar. But it was tuat alach is alach ramaina. You're right. That's what ramaina holds. But we don't hold like we don't pasuk of ramaina. I'm relay. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Vamar who damar mishpeit the Shmuel lachmanis ma'arvim behem. You were the one that said the name of Shmuel that these lachmanios for an Erev, you can make an Erev of Rachel Amaitzi, and you can make Amaitzi. So the Chayra over there is also a case where this lachmanios are these possible bekisnin, and you're allowing to make an Erev, and you're saying you bench. So why are you telling us over here that we're wrong? Shiny Hasmi answered back that there is different. The Kavasudu over there, you're being Kavasuda. Since you're being Kavasuda, so you wash and bench, and it could be used for your Erev. But over here, Avhechla Kavasuda Layo, when you're not being Kavasuda Layo, you don't make Amaitzi, and you don't bench, which is why I'm saying I don't think it was part of the wedding Suda. It was during the prep. They just happened to have a snack. And he's saying, since you're not being Kavasuda, you make a Benzainus and Almichia, you do not make Amaitzi and benching. Republic Leather Bear Huna, Breit Abrasan. Republic came to visit the house of Huna, Breit Abrasan. Busted the Gummer, if they finished the meal, I still come out immediately to Mechel. If they finished eating the meal, they brought something else to eat. Shaka Republic for Kachel. Republic took it and ate it as part of the without making new bracha. Amalayla Lamar, Gummer Suda. Gomer asav lechol. Don't you hold? They said to Papa, don't you hold that when you finish eating, it's asav. Asav means it's actually a machlekes what this means. Asav to eat without a new bracha. That's clearly what it means. The question is, does it mean asav to eat without benching first and then making a new bracha? You have to also bench. Because once you gomer yisud, once you establish you finish your meal, the chiv of benching is already incumbent on you. So you have to bench right away, then make a bracha, then eat. Others say, no. You don't have to bench first, but you have to, because one bench you could satisfy everything that you ate till now and what you're going to eat, but you still have to make a new bracha. That's clearly part of the Mar's question. So gomer asam lechol, it's also to eat further without making a new bracha. Amalu, silek etmar. Not if you finish eating. If you masalik. Masalik either means remove the bread, or back in the day, remember they used to have people who sit on a chair and they'd have these own personal tables next to their chair. The table, and they used to remove the table when they finished eating. So either when the bread was removed from the table, or when the table itself was removed, that's when you have to make a new bracha before you eat. But otherwise, you don't have to make a new bracha. Rav Mazera Iklaber Mishkulusa. Rav Mazera came to the house of Mishkulusa. That's a powerful house. Powerful bias. The bus is a sliko taka makabao. After the servants remove the table, they remove the table away. Shagla ristina meshglusa. They send this ristina food. It's a portion of food from meshglusa. Rav achol rav ate without a bracha. Vizayir lecho. Vizayir didn't want to eat it. Armalei resisted. Rav alosav amar silik asam lecho. Once you move the table, it's usher to eat further without a bracha. Armalei ana atachet meshglusa sachin. Rav said, I'm a guest at meshglusa. It's chash of a house. They're sending us food until they say the meal's over. Even if the table's removed, the meal's not over. And therefore, I'm semich on that. And therefore, I don't have to make a bracha, which is a very relevant when a person's a guest in someone else's house. Again, more lenient as when the meal's over for him, because until the host says the meal's over, it's not over, and therefore he would have to make a bracha in one's own house. Lemaisa, the Farshim point out, Tais already touches on this idea, we're a little fickle, and since we're a little fickle, even if we decide not to eat, we may still eat, and we may change our mind, and therefore until we actually start to bench, it's not considered. We'll see more about that in the next few lines. So you actually start to do the actions of that are related to benching, you don't have to make it a bracha, but there's a very, very, very interesting Shemaka Chiddush in Taisvis. Taisvis says that let's say on Leil Seder, when it comes to benching, you know, you're supposed to obviously, after you eat the Shulchan Aruch, eat Afikayimin first, and then you eat Afikayimin Matzah, Zech Afikayimin, and then you bench. Let's say they all decide to gather together, let's bench, they're finishing, let's bench, and then when they set up to bench, and they clearly had a mind not eating anymore, they realize, we need Afikayimin. So they greet the bench, they finish the meal, they clean the table, they did everything, but they didn't eat afikayimin. What do they do now? Do they have to make a new bracha, new amaitzi, new washing? Or could they eat afikayimin? Let's not get involved with it, but on that side they have to bench as well and then start again. Let's just assume the benching they don't have to do, but do they have to make amaitzi fresh for the matzah or not? Says Taisvis, just like you find by the Resh Kalusa when they were guests, they say, Atacha the Resh Kalusa, we're at the table of Resh Kalusa, at the Seder, we're at the table of the Deraisa. The Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of a Seder, and the Seder includes having Afikayimin, and therefore even if we thought we're going to bench and we're finished, we're totally in the Seder, and the Seder says, you're not finished, you still have Afikayimin, and therefore that would enable him to eat Afikayimin without making another bracha, Gishmak HaKadosh from Taisa. Says Taisa further, what if they benched? What if Taka benched? What if you already benched and you didn't need Afikayimin? Now what do? You wash again just to be Yitzah and need Afikayimin? So he says, no, because the matzahs that we eat are all considered the matzahs that were made, the same mitzvah, whatever matzahs we ate could be b'di'evan considered that yaitzah, yaitzah afikayimin, the yaitzah afikayimin with the matzah we had already eaten during the meal. You don't have to wash and eat and wash again to eat afikayimin. Okay. So to my baita, Amar Rav, haragu b'shemen shemakvay. One who is anug is that he, after he finishes eating, he rubs his hands with oil. So that is the sign that he's really finished. So once he rubs his hand with oil, now already his meal is considered over and he has to make a new bracha. Amar Bashi, Kavim Rafkana, we Rafkana, Amalan, he said this Anand Raglina Bimishkam Akvan. People like us that are accustomed to anoint our hands with oil when we finish eating, so that is considered oil holds us back from eating more. That's already the telltale sign our meal is officially over. Halachas Namaisa, not like all these teachings. Ella, Kyadam Rafki Brashi Amarav, Shalish Tkifas Hain, there are three things that are takeif, that needs to be immediate. Takeif of smicha shchita, we've had this many times, that next to smicha, very close to doing the act of smicha, he's supposed to shchita in a very close, right after smicha shbi shchita, which is why you should do smicha in a place where the animal is set up to do shchita right afterwards. Takeif of gula tefillah, this we actually have in this mesechta already, that next to gula tefillah, he's supposed to have smicha's gula tefillah, he's supposed to have gula yisrael right next to Shemar Esrei, shiloh by Meyer also, certainly in the morning. Machlekes b'marav too. Take off the netilas yadayim bracha, and immediately following the washing hands. But this is referring to obviously as pasha. You learn elsewhere it's referring to the beginning of the meal. If it's beginning of the meal, it's not relevant to our discussion over here. In this gemara over here, in this conversation, we're bringing it clearly at the end of the meal. That take off to washing the hands. My machreinim is when one benches. So we see that is the telltale sign that he's finished eating. Till my machreinim, then he's not for sure benching yet. Once he does my machreinim, he's supposed to bench immediately right afterwards, and therefore that's the telltale sign that the meal's over and he needs to make a new bracha if he changes his mind to eat. I'm Rabbi Aya, Afanu Neymar. We can also add to the list of three. We can say this another case. Take off a tamidei chachamim bracha immediately next to in the proximity of Tumim Chamim is bracha. Hashem Berichin, Hashem Begolich, Hashem bless me on your account. Another source of this idea, Hashem Berich, Hashem is based on Mitzvah Beglal Yosef. Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed the house of the Mitzvah, right? The Potiphar Beglal Yosef. So next to Tumim Chamim comes bracha. These bunch of things, a lot of items were in time wise take of. In proximity, take of Avir means, I guess, most of the time, once you get close to Talmud Chacham, deal with Talmud Chacham, it's a merit, a schus, Petifer born in Yosef, and immediately he saw a merit, he saw a schus in his house. Back in the day, it was normal to have a cup of wine before the meal. It was also normal to have wine at the end of the meal, after the meal is over. Meaning, so, really, we'll see the Gemara of this Lashon, there's two types of wines. There was wine they drank for drinking wine. So, a drink in and of itself. Before the meal, maybe to whet the appetite. After the meal, maybe to flush the food down. They used to drink wine. Then there's wine that they would drink during the meal. During the meal, is I shouldn't have used the word before flushing the food down. I meant more for the digestive system. During the meal, it was literally to get the food down their mouth. It was a drink. It was a drink to help clean their mouth out. So there's wine that's drunk just as wine, and that was before the meal and after the meal. And there's wine that they used to drink during the meal as part of the way that we will drink a drink of water or some other or some seltzer or something to help. You know, clear our throat, get the food down. There was wine drank for that purpose during the meal as well. Says the Mishnah, if you made a bracha for yayin that's before the meal, patas yayin shel achar mazon, that patas the wine that comes at the end of the meal, after the meal, before benching, but after the meal, that one that comes later, it's patas because these are both wines that are drunk just as wine, and one patas the other. Okay. If you made a bracha, papers, some type of dish that's not really part of the meal. It used to be maybe like a sweetener, an appetizer, something they used to, again, they used to eat before they ate a meal, or sometimes it can be similar to dessert also at the end of the meal. So, bircha papers of emazon, patas papers lachamazon. The appetizer that he eats before the meal, patas the dessert type of papers that comes after the meal. Bircha pas, if he makes a bracha on bread, patas papers. If he makes a bracha on bread, and then he eats the papers in the middle of the meal, then that does pata paris. However, the flip side, al paris makes a bracha paris, le'i patas pas. And the first one explained that obviously paris is some sort of, what's the havmina, but the some sort of pasal babakistan type food that there would be a tzad that since it's pasal babakistan, it's similar enough to bread that the bracha you made on that with pata the bread kamashbalan, it doesn't. Beshama Aaron, the Gemara is going to explain, elaborate where Beshama is going. Beshama afle maisa gedera. He doesn't even pater his maisa gedera either. Is that going on the paris? Is that going on the pas? What's he going on exactly? He says, afle maisa gedera. Gemara explain. Hayeshvin. Now we talk about whether they make bracha together or separate. Hayeshvin, if they're sitting together, back in the day it was normal to recline when they ate. They used to be massive. They used to do a seba. And when they be massive, that means they're all eating together in that meal. Hayeshvin, if they were sitting not reclined, upright, each person makes his own bracha. That considered a group that one person patted them all. Hesebu. But if they were reclined, one makes the bracha for all of them. And by the way, we're not knowing to recline. That's why very relevant of Pesach, there's certain leniencies. Why women don't recline also, because we're not knowing to recline even regularly, even men. What's the kaveya by us, whether people are eating together for one bracha, for let's say to bench together, one benching, the kaveya is sitting at the same table. Back in the day, we said you still also have separate tables. They each seat at its own table, so when they recline, they're eating together. But today, we don't recline, but when we sit at the same table, we're eating together. One person can bench on behalf of all. Action Shulchan Aruch, when it discusses Zeman, which is really the next parak, when it discusses the ideas of Zeman, the one who led in Zeman, didn't say a base of a bench, and that's it, just those few lines, and the bench, he would bench out loud. He would be the sole person benching, and everyone else would listen to Be'etza. The one leading and benching meant he really benched. He benched, and everyone else would be Be'etza with Shemei Kaina. That's Revam. You have more people benching, being Be'etza with one benching. Why don't we do that today? We're sitting at the same table. That's our criteria to be together. We're together. Let one person bench and Be'etza everyone else. It's because we don't have confidence that the people, the Shemeas, are not going to space out in a long benching, that we're going to listen to every word throughout, since we're not confident that the people listening will listen indeed to the whole thing. You know, Alamichya, we do. Barifash, you can do. But the Barifash, that usually makes on their own anyway. But the benching is long. We're scared people are going to listen to the space out. Therefore, we make our own separate benching. We will bench ourselves. But the Mekir Adin, the one who led in Zeman, would actually be the one that only went to bench. The others wouldn't even bench. So we're saying that the criteria is, back in the Mishnayos, if they were leaning together, our criteria today is more for the same table. And if wine comes in the middle of the meal, each makes his own bracha. Achar mazon, wine comes after the meal. Then you're back to this klal that the one person who's being meisi can meisi everyone. Mugmer was like this spice, this besom they used to bring for everyone to enjoy. So he, the same person who makes the bracha on the wine, he's mitzi them on the mugmer. Afal pi she'im avin as a mugmer el achasut. Even though only comes after the meal, the one who makes the bracha was mitzi everyone else. He can be mitzi on the mugmer as well. He can mitzi everyone else on the mugmer as well. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Beichanan. Leshalom b'shavas v'am teivim hayel the adam kaveh sudas hayel yayin. Avashayim es hashana bracha kais v'kais. Big yisai. This that when a person drinks wine, makes a bracha wine before the meal, it patters the wine that he has after the meal, the post meal wine as well, is only on Shabbos Yom Tov, where it's normal to have wine, more wine than usual, and therefore it says the city, he's expected to have more wine, and the bracha of the wine earlier will pat the wine later. But a regular day during the week where it's not normal to have that much wine, every cup of wine is like a chiddush almost, because he had a cup and it's probably going to stop there after one cup. Oh, he's having another cup? Each cup requires its own bracha because they're all chiddush, they're all new. It's like he changed his mind to eat more, to drink more, and therefore needs a new bracha. It's Bernami, Amr Rabbi Bar Mari, Amr Bishop of Levi, Lashon Bishop of Yam Tavin, Dafka Shabbos Yantik, Bishash Adam Yetzah. Here's other cases where a person drinks more than usual. Bishash Adam Yetzah, Bishash Amerchatz, Bishash Akaz Zadam. Interesting. Apparently, means to come back from the base of Merchatz, but they were a little bit, you think they were a little bit drained from the steam. That would be a reason to drink water, and not wine as alcohol, we think would be negative. Similarly, Kazaz Dam, they're a little bit drained from letting blood. So, in those cases, it was normal for them to drink wine to help get back the Kaychas. However, the Kaychas Sudas Alayin, in those cases, they eat a meal and be Kaveh Suda with wine. And if it says normal to drink wine, we say the Brach of wine is pattering multiple cups, not just one. Avashar Mesashana, Mevrach Kais for Kais, and the rest of the year, Yimavrach Kais for Kais. We've had many times, just, it was big on Hugga back in the day to let Dam. They believed that letting Dam regularly was very healthy. I'm not saying, I say they believe as if you know for sure that it's not true. We typically donate blood just because of the way it helps others, but not necessarily because we have a regular practice to let blood. But there's a very interesting, there's a shalak came to Rabbi Shafanity, and a person wanted to sell blood. People need blood, and someone's willing to pay for it, for blood. So is it to be chayv oneself? A person's not allowed to damage himself, he's not allowed to harm himself. Is it an issur of chavala? Right? For sure, if someone needs it next to you and it's a cook nefesh, then fine, you could do it. But the point is generally, just to donate willy-nilly, to donate blood to make some money, is it a problem of chaval or not? So Rashi uses this idea that since we find back in the day, they used to let blood for health purposes. Granted, we don't necessarily subscribe to that it's a necessary thing to do today to let blood for health purposes. But to say that it's a chaval that's damaging, it went from being a healthy practice to being a damaging practice, that's a little bit of a hard stretch to jump. And then Rashi says it would be okay to let blood for money for that person. Okay. Rabbi Murray, Rabbi Murray visited the house of Rabbi during the week. He saw making a bracha before the meal on wine. Made a bracha again after the meal. Amalei, Yasher, you did the right thing, because during the week we make separate brachas. Every new cup is unexpected and it gets more into its own bracha. Same thing. Amar Yishuv Levi said to do the same thing, to make a bracha before and after the wine. Ravitz Bar Yosef Iklei the Bay Abaya Yamtiv. Ravitz Bar Yosef, he visited Abaya on Yamtiv. Chazin the Baruch Al Kol Kisvu Kisi. He saw a Yamtiv, then he made a bracha on every single cup. Amar Lei Leisol Lamar Hadam Rabbi Yishuv Leha to Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi. Don't you agree to Rabbi Yishuv Levi that said on Shabbos Yamtiv where it's expected, it's normal to drink more than one cup? Your bracha, one bracha on one cup of wine, pat does the other cups of wine as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei Nimlechana. I'm nimlich. I was changing my mind. Every time I had a cup, I was like, okay, I'm done. And then I kept having another cup. It was a completely new decision to have a new cup, and therefore it warranted, it required a new bracha, but it was a final. It wasn't like we said before, when we decided not to eat anymore, we consider ourselves fickle, and therefore until we actually do an act of benching, you don't have to make a new bracha. I guess he knew his decision was really kind of final, and then he changed his mind to take another drink, and therefore that drink of wine required new bracha. Yibayalu. Balam yayim sechamazen, if wine comes to them in the middle of the meal. So remember, we spoke out before that we were talking about wine that you drink before the meal, or wine they drink post-dinner after the meal. Now we're talking about wine that comes in the middle of the meal. Balam yayim sechamazen, mashiv to sechamazen. Wine came in the middle of the meal. And we said the mission in that case, you make a bracha. Does that wine pot to the wine cup from after the meal? What's the shayla? Im tim tzileimar, berich layayin shalvei hamazon, paitis yayin shalachamazon, bishon zelishes elishtes. If we said that the wine that you drink before the meal, pot to the wine after the meal, maybe because those are both wines for drinking purposes. The whole drink over there is a drink of wine, as opposed to aval hacha, the zelishes elishtes. Over here, the wine during the meal is lishtes, is to help swallow the food. And the wine after the meal is again just to drink wine. So maybe those two separate types of drinkings, one doesn't pot to the other. The bracha he made al yayin during the meal to help wash the food down is not the same bracha that he makes for after the meal, which is just a drink of wine. And therefore you have to make a separate bracha. Or maybe it doesn't perhaps make no difference and you can be yaitza, you don't have to make a new bracha. The bracha middle of the meal is maitzi. Rav, I'm a peter. Rav says pater for making the new bracha wine, a new bracha. Rav Kana, I'm a peter. Rav Nachman, I'm a peter. Rav Kana says, you're not pater. You have to make a new bracha. Rav Nachman, I'm a peter. You're pater for making a new bracha. Rav Shesh, I'm a peter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehud, Rav Amri, ain't a putter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehud, and all the people Rav say, ain't a putter. You're not putter from making a new bracha. Now, Rav Nachman is the Talmud of Shmuel and Rav. The shaila is, what's the psak over here? The Rav himself seems to say putter. Rav says you're putter, you don't have to make a new bracha. But all the Talmidei of Rav say that you're chayev. So the first you point out that even though Rav himself says that you're putter, and we have a klal, that halacha is like Rav by Isser, Isser Veter, Brachas, Isser Veter, Halach is a Shmuel by Mammon, this is Veter, so we spas like Rav, that you putter for making the second Brei Pagafen on wine at the end of the meal. Since the Talmidei Rav side with the sheet of Shmuel, and that is that you need to make a new Bracha, so we say the Talmidei Rav together with Shmuel, we pass like them, even though Rav himself seems to have either Rav as Chayzer or they themselves didn't go like Rav, and if we pass like Shmuel, then over here you would have to make a new Bracha. Eisver of Rav Nachman. Again, our hug isn't so much to drink these wines in the manner of the Gemara's times. Anyway, not as relevant, but theoretically, if you would be drinking this after-meal wine, you would have to make a new bracha. The wine during the meal wouldn't help. If wine comes in the middle of the meal, each one makes a bracha themselves. After the meal, one makes a bracha for all. There's a kasha. It seems to say, not like Rav Nachman, not like Rav, seems to say that the bracha of the middle of the meal patters for after the meal. Why is this one person making a bracha on behalf of all of them? The wine came in the middle of the meal already. Amar, you made a bracha. Elamai, you have to make a new bracha. Amar, lay. Hachi, kamar. Im leiba lehem yayim b'sechamazan, el lechamazan. So you're thinking, Leon, lechamazan, echo v'chkun. It's two separate cases. If wine comes in the middle of the meal, you have to make a new bracha, each one on their own in the middle of the meal. If wine comes after the meal, not a continuation of the same case. In a different case, where there was no wine during the meal, that's when you'd have to make a new bracha, echak v'vrachal kulon, but you'd have to make a new bracha, you can't rely on the bracha that's made during the meal. That's what we're saying, but a vada, if it came during the meal and after the meal, the bracha during the meal, according to Rav and Rachman, would part to the one after the meal, and that's not what the Mishnah was talking about. Berech al-pas, potas al-paparis, al-paris al-potas al-pas, beshamay armim, afle maise kateri ibayalu, beshamay arbeisha pligi, aydum maise pligi. Which case is beshamay arguing on? The Mark explains. The commentary comes berech al-pas, potas al-paparis. You make a bracha on bread, potas this paparis dish, if potas al-paparis, which we said, it's kind of like a possible kiss and it's a little sweet. Certainly, my regular maise kateri, which is regular mazainis, is for sure pater. Vas beshamay lemeimar, lem by paparis, like patru lupas. Not only does the pas not pater the paparis, el afilo maise kateri, not another patra. It doesn't even pater maise kateri. That's beshamay saying bechidish. That doesn't pater even mazainis type food. A idilma, regular mazainis type food, not even possible bekissin. A idilma, a safer plea. He's coming talking the safe thing. Tani, berachal paparis, like patas a pas. Pasud le pater. The parparis won't pater pas, but the parparis will pater the maisa kedera. That's what the Tanakhama and the Mishnah was saying. They know that afilu maisa kedera namile pater. This parparis not only does not pater pas, it won't pater, the parparis won't pater maisa kedera either. That was Bisham's Chiddush. It's going on the second part of the Mishnah. It says, more take you. Let's leave as a shayla. Not clear where Bisham was going. We'll pick up here on Shabbos, 1 hour before.